So, Big Boy, I'm back on deck today, my first day back on the afternoon show, on our drive show for 2022, and I apologise to the Hot Family for my being back, even if I am back from the bunker, but I was away for a couple of extra weeks after our holidays ended, and I wanted to tell you a little bit of a story about what's sort of been going on in my end of the world for the last couple of weeks, because it's actually been a bit of a scary couple of weeks for myself and my family, because our daughter Lola, my beautiful girl, my 15-year-old daughter, who a lot of members of the Hot Family might have met or would know, and they might know that obviously Lola's got special needs, and she was going in for a knee operation on the 19th of January down to the Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane, and she had a lot of problems with her legs and with her left leg especially, so she had to have that all sorted, and that went beautifully. And so, you know, any parent in the Hot Family who knows, you go down to the Children's Hospital there at South Brisbane, and you farewell your kids, and off they go with the surgeons and with the nurses, and then you wait around in that room for however many hours the surgery's going to take, and then you get the phone call saying, yep, we've done the operation, it's all good, come into recovery, and your child's starting to wake up from the anaesthetic. And look, Shan and I, my wife, we're no strangers to these operations. We've done plenty of them over the years, and we got a call, and the surgeon had said the operation had gone really well, the knee's looking really good, and he was happy with how everything had progressed. And then we hadn't got a call from the recovery side of things, and it was sort of getting to kind of half an hour, and then an hour after the surgeon had called, and time was rolling on, and I guess because we've done so many of these, you start to get that sick feeling, and you're worried something's not going how it's supposed to go. And then and by this stage, it was about 7 o'clock on that Wednesday night. There was nobody left on that entire floor of the hospital. And we actually just came out of the little room. And as we were walking out, we were greeted by a nurse who had said, are you Lola's mum and dad? And we said, yeah. He said, look, we're just having a bit of a hard time rousing her out of the anaesthetic, which is a bit of a fright.
Mm.
And so they said, so Shannon went in and they did a few more things. They managed to rouse her, but then things kind of through, I guess, to steal the title of the children's book series, through a series of unfortunate events, things over the course of that Wednesday evening deteriorated pretty severely, and we ended up in the intensive care unit at the Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane, and she did seem to be coming good. On the Thursday morning, it was all going pretty well, and then even into Thursday evening, it wasn't going too badly. She was having a little bit of oxygen to help her breathe, but generally there wasn't a huge amount of concern. And then Friday about lunchtime rolled around, and in a blur of about probably 20 minutes that I don't think I'll ever forget as long as I live, she had what they call an acute respiratory distress, which basically meant Lola couldn't breathe for herself anymore.
Gee.
You see on the shows and the movies, Albie, you know, the highly dramatic scenes where doctors are pouring into rooms, and you know it's like ER in those shows, and you kind of think, oh, okay, that's how it goes. We had, to a certain extent, a situation like that where three or four doctors all of a sudden poured into Lola's room. And effectively, she was no longer breathing for herself. And we had that little window as parents where you have that kind of 20 minutes where you actually don't know if you're going to get your child back or not. And then so the doctors came in, did their thing, stabilised her, did an amazing job as they do, and just how calm they are, and just how incredibly smart these people are. They know what to do, how to do it. They do it in a calm and measured way. I guess this is why these people are paediatric intensive care doctors, because they're the best in the world at what they do. And once they'd got everything kind of settled, they explained to us that basically Lola's lungs had collapsed, again, through a series of kind of basically unfortunate coincidences. That's where we were left. So what that meant is then basically for a couple of days, Lola effectively couldn't breathe for herself. She was put onto a ventilator, and that was sort of the beginning of that little journey. And then we spent the next, I think it was 9 nights in the intensive care unit of the Queensland Children's Hospital. And this is where I bring around my point, because obviously as parents, it was a terrifying, stressful, scary, you know, all the words you can think of as a parent. It was the most incredible roller coaster of emotions I've ever been through in my entire life. But the one constant through all of it was two takeaways for me out of all this, Albie, was firstly, you think you can't love and respect your partner more than you do. I got another indication of how incredibly brave and strong my wife is. by the way she handled it. I'm prepared to admit I was a disgrace for most of the time. But Shannon was just, as always, was absolutely incredible about it. But Albie, the big takeaway for me from this, I can guarantee you, genuinely life-changing experience, was the realisation of how absolutely incredible our nurses are.
Yes.
Like, doctors are amazing. And I said, I literally sat there and watched a team of doctors effectively save my child's life. They're incredible what they do, the study they've done, the level of knowledge they've got, their ability to address the situation, see what's in front of them and go, right, this is the course of action we need to take to save this child's life. They are incredible. But can I tell you, I don't reckon our nurses get anywhere near the love that they deserve in our society, because in an intensive care situation, there'll be lots of parents in the Hot family who have been in a similar situation that we found ourselves in over the last few weeks. They do not leave your room, Albie.
I didn't realise that
12-hour shifts.
Yeah, one-on-one.
It is one-on-one. They do not leave your room for 12 hours. And it's nothing short of incredible, because these nurses, they not only are they obviously doing all the medical things, but half the time they find themselves, they end up being counsellors. You know, because I've got not a doubt in the world, a big part of their job, as well as making sure that my daughter's okay in the bed, they're making sure that mum and dad, or whatever the situation might be, making sure they're going okay. So there'd be an element of that in their job as well. But just the skill and the care, like nothing was a drama. Like the stuff they had to do with my daughter, and again, as I said, Lola's got special needs. She's not what you'd call a particularly cooperative patient. But just the patience and the compassion and the care that they showed for my child, for my wife and for myself was absolutely mind-blowing. Mm. And I admit I'm one of those people who, you know, you're walking around day to day, you think, oh, yeah, nurses are tops, they're great. And while I would never, ever wish on anybody the situation we've been through in the last 2 weeks, it gave me an absolutely crystal clear understanding of just what incredible people our nurses are.
Yeah.
Just the fact they, and Shad and I talked about it quite a bit over those couple of weeks, and then also since we've gotten home, is just, it's obviously, it's a very particular personality type, especially if you're going to go into a discipline like paediatric intensive care. Like some of the horrific scenes those men and women would be faced with every day, and they just keep turning up, doing a very tough job, unfortunately not paid anywhere near the amount they should get paid, and they are just simply incredible people. And so this afternoon, and I'd really like the Hot family to get on board with this afternoon, I want to take the chance to give a bit of a shout out to the nurses we know, the nurses in our community. It might be your mum, it might be your dad, it might be your sister, it might be your brother, your auntie, your uncle, it might be your son or your daughter. We're very blessed here on the Sunshine Coast. We've got wonderful medical facilities like SCU and our hospital facilities all around the coast. We're very, very lucky, especially during a period of the last couple of years where these people, these people are wearing those horrible masks all day. They don't take them off. It became our little joke after a couple of days. We have no idea what any of the nurses or doctors look like. If any of those doctors or nurses were to walk into the bunker,
they're
right
anonymous.
Now, I don't know if I'd know who they were, because they were wearing masks the entire time. Yeah. And the amount of the PPE they've got to put on just to make sure they're protecting my child all the kids in that environment.
Thank you for sharing that story, because I think we had a lot of very concerned Hot listeners who weren't really sure what was going on, and we wanted to keep your privacy on what was, I think, a parent's worst nightmare, what you went through in that period of time. I think any parent can relate to what you just described, because the worst scenario for any parent is when their child is in a life and death situation. So I think you're right. Yeah. Nurses are very special people, and we need to acknowledge them as such.
Yeah, so that's the Hoff family. That's the reason I told the story, is purely because of that, because I wanted to have some context for this epiphany that I've had. As I said, I've always been someone who's kind of accepted that, yep, nurses, they're great people, they do an amazing job, but never have I had this level of contact with these incredible people like I did over the last couple of weeks.